new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Is the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL. And boy, do we have a special treat for you guys and gals today. We are checking in with Kane Williams, an integral figure in this 2021 recruiting class for the Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one ranked class in the country, once again, for Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. And it is, again, a real pleasure to welcome Kane to the podcast. Kane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Kane, of course, a 6'2", 205 or so pound safety from Marrero, Louisiana, John Arrett High School. And I got to tell you, Kane, when I start thinking about Marrero and I start thinking about New Orleans, and we kind of talked about this before the podcast, having done some red fishing down in your neck of the woods there, headed down towards Jean Lafitte and Barataria and that area, I think of food, man. I know you probably hear that a lot, but you know, I think about po' boys. I think about all. Let me ask you this: is it a po' boy for you or a muffaletta from being down there? Which way are you going out of those two if you have to choose?
Po' boy.
No hesitation there from Kane. Now, what are we going with? We going shrimp? We going roast beef, oyster, crawfish? What's going to be the centerpiece of that po' boy if you're picking?
Fried shrimp.
There you go. You can't go wrong with that, man. Absolutely. So, Kane, obviously, we wanted to get to know you a little bit better. And something I found out, again, and just talking there before the podcast, you're a recent graduate of high school there at John Arrett High School in the New Orleans area. Congratulations, first and foremost, on that. But January 15th, I guess, was your graduation date as a member of the 2021 class. So what's next in the coming months? Know you'll apparently enroll at Alabama in May, but what's the sort of schedule going to look like for you on a daily basis now?
Every morning, I take a ride like a couple of minutes to this place I train at called GLS. It's like a injury prevention workout type place. I'll go there in the mornings, and then like some days in the afternoon, I'll go to Harahan and work out with this trainer called EB Explode, and that's like a work on my speed and stuff.
So let's get into this. Let's go all the way back. Let me ask Kane, when did the football bug first strike with you? When did you first get bit by the football bug? Was it as a young man, or was it something that was maybe a little later in coming? How long have you been involved with the sport?
Since six. That's the earliest you could start playing organized football one from. So my mama put me in that to keep me. I was never like in the streets, but you know, just to keep me focused with something. And I fell in love with the sport ever since then.
Were you kind of a two-way star, I'm guessing, at a young age? Play some offense and defense. Give us an idea.
I always play offense and defense. On offense, I play quarterback, and on defense, I play safety. And it's been like that since middle school. I ain't played my sixth and seventh grade year of middle school, but my eighth grade year, I played quarterback and a little bit of safety. But, like, I only go to safety when they needed me to. But other than that, I was playing quarterback. But once I got to high school, I just chose to stay on the defensive side.
So was there a point for you where you kind of envisioned yourself maybe as a college quarterback before making that move?
I don't know. It was hard to envision it at me playing quarterback. I ain't gonna lie.
Were you more of a run threat? Were you the dual threat kind of guy? Could you throw it around a little bit?
I was a run threat.
I got you. Wildcat, just kind of snap it to you and let you do your thing, huh?
I mean, we had a couple of throwing plays. Like, I'll get a couple of throws in, but other than that, I mainly scramble and find something and basically use my feet to make a play.
So I guess it was going into high school, as you said, when the decision was made to focus and almost entirely, if not entirely, on the defensive side of the ball. And it looks like throughout your career there at John Arrett and at the prep level, you were a standout. When was it when you started to maybe attract some attention? Maybe it registered with you that, look, this is likely something I'm going to be able to do, not only at the next level, but perhaps at the Power Five level.
It was my freshman year. Season just got passed. I didn't get a lot of playing time my freshman year, like during the regular season, but like it was still freshman year, and spring came around like around this time, but I was still as a freshman. So that's when I was spring game, we went against Edna Carr, and I just showed out that game. They had a lot of scouts there because of the players Edna Carr had on their team and the players we had on our team. Like, we had Dante Starks at the time. He went to LSU. Travis Monfrey went to UNLV. Jacoby Winman, he went to UNLV. We had, like, both of the teams had a lot of good players and highly recruited players. So once we went against Carr, I had, I think, two interceptions. And a lot of, like, it was a good amount of tackles. I can't remember the exact amount, but ever since that game, that's when my buzz, that's when I started to get a lot of buzz.
Now, for you growing up, was it kind of an LSU Saints type thing in terms of who you had a rooting interest in, who you followed closely as far as the next level, maybe the NFL goes? Was that how it worked, or maybe was it teams outside the area entirely?
No, it was never no team thing. It was basically players. Like LSU, I liked the time. Like when I was younger, it was Tyrann Mathieu, and like with the Saints, like Reggie Bush. It wasn't. I really didn't like see. Oh, I like the Saints. Oh, I'm going for the Saints. It's like players, because like around that time, like when Cam Newton, when he first got with the Panthers, that was who I was like going for because of Cam Newton. Like I go off of like players that I like. I don't go off of this team and just by being the home team.
Were there some guys maybe even from the Alabama perspective coming up that you had a particular interest in? Obviously.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
That was your guy, huh?
Yeah, that was my guy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I got to think as a safety, might not be as fun to tackle Derrick Henry, though, right?
I always have imaginations of tackling him and even Niger, because by them being big backs, like, you know, that'd be a little competition. But I'll be thinking sometime.
Well, let's stick with that, because with Henry and that stiff arm that I know you have seen on highlights over and over again, what's the target? Where are you going to – if you're in the open field as a safety with Derrick Henry, where are you aiming? Where are you going to try to tackle that guy, Kane?
I'll go straight for his legs. You can't go nowhere else to this. You can't go nowhere else to this. I don't know why most DBs set themselves up trying to tackle him, because they always try to tackle high. Like, you can't tackle him high.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about going for the legs. And with Najee, we've seen what happens, right? When you do that, you get hurdled, you get put on a poster that way. So what do you do with Najee Harris, Kane?
With Najee, I just come to my senses and just break down, do as much as I could to break down, and then try to, you know, like slow him down, basically, and then go in for the tackle.
There you go. So we talked about your recruitment, and when does it start to pick up from the Alabama perspective? I know LSU early, I'm guessing. Texas A&M, I've seen, was a part of your recruitment. Dozens of schools, literally. But for Alabama specifically, who and when did that contact and interest start to pick up?
It was – all right, so – it was my sophomore year after the season, that summer, going into my junior year. Like, before the summer came, like, I was, like, during the springtime, I went up there, like, three or four times before I actually got offered. But they was telling me they wanted me to come to a camp during the summer. So my sophomore summer, it was my sophomore summer or my junior summer. And I went to the camp, and that's when I got that offer.
So your primary recruiter, or your area recruiter, correct me if I'm wrong, Pete Golding, correct?
Yeah, Coach Golding, yeah.
But tell us how it works from the Alabama perspective. Yes, you have your area recruiter, your primary recruiter, but everything we seem to hear is that it's a collective effort, your position coach, I guess, being involved. And then, of course, Nick Saban himself. Give us an idea how that sort of works.
Yeah. Coach Golden, it used to be just Coach Golden for a little while. He takes and check up on me. And then, like, once I committed, that's when Coach Kelly, the safety coach, we used to get on Zoom and talk about defenses, and like a few days out the week, one or two days out the week, I have a chance to get on the phone with Coach Saban.
And now you chose to commit on May the 15th of last year. Was there a specific date you had in mind in terms of maybe personal to you that you wanted to commit on, or was it random? Talk about the exact time that you chose to make that commitment to Alabama.
I was already committed for like a week before the 15th, but the 15th, that's when, when I was at the camp, I got a call that my oldest sister passed, and her birthday was the 15th. So to honor her, I committed on the 15th.
So she passed that previous summer when you were literally at Alabama?
Yeah, I was literally at the camp. It was on Father's Day.
Wow.
That Sunday.
And her name?
Destiny Davis.
Wow. Our deepest sympathies on the loss of your sister, Kane. So when you consider the reasons for committing to Alabama, I mean, I guess they're pretty obvious in a lot of ways. This is college football's top program. Traditionally a great defense, but for you specifically, what were sort of the overriding factors that led to you going ahead and joining Alabama?
Obviously, it's because, you know, like what you just said, like the type of school that they are. But other than that, it was like every time I visit them, it just feel like a family atmosphere, and that's what I fell in love with them.
So, you know, when we look at your size, and you kind of update us on that, you're listed at 6'2". Where are you at exactly? Maybe are you 205, 210, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm still like 6'2". I probably grew like a little bit more, but my weight, I'm like I'm like 203 to the 208 range. It'd be up and down.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we've seen previous safeties for Alabama come from your state. Landon Collins, absolutely, yeah. An All-American, big-time player in the National Football League. Hootie Jones, and Collins and Hootie, they too were 6'6", 6'2", 205, 208, similar in size, but both different in terms of how they were utilized at Alabama. Landon more of a safety and a money option in the dime package. Hootie more of an every down safety. It's very early, I know that, but what's the expectation maybe from your perspective in terms of how you envision being utilized in this Alabama defense?
I envision myself like an every down safety, but because I could play up high. That's what I started off as in high school. I was like more of a free safety. But my junior year and my senior year, I played a lot more in the box. So because I knew that's what I would most likely do once I get to college. So I envision myself playing like that.
Yeah, so you can see yourself maybe at that money position in the box.
Yeah.
In the dime, and you're right, watching your tape from, I know your first couple of years in high school, you had what, 10 interceptions? So absolutely, yeah. You showed the ball skills earlier in your career, but kind of watching your junior tape and maybe a little bit later in your high school career, and just an excellent tackler. And it seems like you enjoy, Kane, finishing with authority. You don't seem to lack for bringing it where the contact is concerned.
Yeah, I had to give me some big hits in.
Yeah,
and that's one thing I did get better like that off season. That's what I worked on, because I like my freshman year, like that my freshman spring, and my sophomore year, I was like 6'1", like 170. So I was tall, but like I was small in size wise, and I was going against running back like John Emery, the one that's at LSU.
Yeah, 5-star. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I couldn't really like, you know, going with a lot of force. Like that's when I like do leg tackles and all that. But after that season, I got in the weight room and got bigger. So once I came back, I started focusing on more like, you know, form tackles and big hits. So that's what I had worked on that.
I guess if you went against Emery, did you go against Kyle Edwards too?
John Emery, they played, like when we went against them, John, he had more of the reps. But like Kyle senior year, we didn't go against Destin Hand, Kyle senior year.
I got you. So what's the interaction like right now with maybe some of your fellow signees, the coaching staff, and particular areas that you're going to really focus on between now and May, that considering that you finished up school and you're really able to put everything into getting ready for the next step?
With the fellow signees, we have a group chat and we keep in touch every day. But other than that, I'm just looking forward into getting myself in shape and getting my body right before I get up there in Tuscaloosa.
I guess some of the noise coming from the LSU folks down there is a little bit different now than it was a year ago. After this last season, I guess you've been able to have some fun with that, maybe.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I don't like to get into too much of it on social media, but people gonna say what they gonna say. But I just have to show them, and I just have to show them once I get up there.
I meant to ask you this earlier. Were you a multi-sport kid growing up?
Yeah, I played baseball. That was the first sport I ever played, because down here baseball is like 4 and 5, I think you start at. But it was T-ball, like when you hit off the tee. So that's what I started off at. And that's when, once I turned 6, that's when I got into football, basketball, and track.
Alabama basketball team kind of put it on LSU.
Yeah, I've been seeing, yeah.
Hey, well, Kane, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here on the Bama Online Podcast. Good stuff. Know you're going to do great things in Tuscaloosa. Wishing nothing but the best of luck. And again, thanks so much for the time, and look forward to tracking you through your career at UA. Thanks, Kane.
No problem.
So there you go, some good stuff with Kane Williams. Four-star safety signee is a member of the 2021 recruiting class for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Again, we look forward to tracking Kane as he makes his way through what will certainly be a productive career at the Capstone. And speaking of tracking Kane and everything else Alabama Crimson Tide related, you can do it with us right there at BamaOnline.com, the roundtable, the message board of choice for Crimson Tide fans worldwide, a great place to check in with us on a daily basis as well. And of course, the Bama Online podcast right here. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the Bama Online podcast? It's free, simple as a couple of clicks. And if you don't mind, a rating and a review while you're doing that would be greatly appreciated as well. Until next time, thanks again for joining us right here on the Bama Online podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.